So we'll continue with that scripture. How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? So the ministry of the law, really, is what he's saying. You know, the Ten Commandments written on stone was glorious. And it was passing away. So its glory wasn't even the depth of the glory that we have now. How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? It's the ministry of the Spirit. That's why it's vital to know who he is. That is what we are under now. We're not under the law. We're not under, we have to be justified for everything that we did, and we better make penance, and we better make a sacrifice, and we better burn some animals. We're under the ministry of the Spirit, who guides us, teaches us, chastens us, grieves us even, convicts us of our righteousness, of who we really are. But not, people think, oh no, he doesn't ever convict us of, you know, wrongdoing. Yes, he does. How could you grieve him? How could you insult him if we weren't convicted of those things? Of course he does. And what is it? Godly sorrow leads to repentance, right? And it's his goodness that leads us into that repentance. Because he is so good, he wants us to come clean to him so we don't have to harbor anything or hide anything or pretend anything. Because it goes on in that scripture, 2 Corinthians 3, that was 7 and 8, now 9. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, listen to that, the ministry of condemnation had glory. Tell that to people who want to have the ministry of the flesh, or this doctrine of flesh called false grace. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. Isn't that amazing? And who and what are we? We're in righteousness now through Christ Jesus. That's the ministry we're under now. That's what guides us. Righteousness. You know, I'll get to a point that righteousness is going to be a dirty word. You know, there's so many things that have become, oh no, we don't want to hear that. Correction's dirty. Faith. You're making me have to have faith? Faith is a bad word. Grace is turned into something it's not. Sin is called good. Righteousness is called bad. Didn't he say that would happen? And it's happening. We're watching it happen. But woe to those it happens to. And we want to be the ones, you know, we do. It's important that we go to our brothers and sisters if we see them falling in that place. Often, they will reject us. Sometimes, they will come to their senses. You will know by the Spirit what to say, when to say, and to whom to say. That's who you're under now. That's who guides your every step. Okay, what does it say in the scripture? It says, oh, I better do that. I better correct my brother. Okay, but I'll do it in gentleness, lest I be tempted. And then you go and correct the brother who's not even ready for you. And you just push him further away. Rather than going, Holy Spirit, my feelings are really hurt. I'm really angry. He'll say, you know what he'll say to you? Something like this. He'll say nothing. Because he knows you're going to say something really stupid because you're angry. And he doesn't want it to get worse than it already is. So he gives you time to heal. And then when you're ready, and that other person, he knows what's going on in their hearts more than you do. When they're ready, he then will say, now correct. Now speak to them. They're ready to listen. That's the living faith. That's the living relationship that we have. And I think it's really important what you said about that in Romans 7, it's the struggle of the two natures. And it's speaking to those who are under the law. Because you can never win. Under the law, what is it? It's a ministry of condemnation. You will be condemned. But he calls it glory. He said it had glory. Because it was leading us to Christ. That was the glory of the law. It was our tutor until we came to Christ, faith in him. And then as you were saying, it's like if you still are in that struggle between the two natures, you haven't fully accepted his sacrifice. I think that's a really astute statement. And that's what we were saying before. When you really know the love of God, why would you fight to sin? Why would you fight to justify sin when you really know his love? Because that is what his sacrifice was, love himself. On that cross. It's not even fighting lust. You know what it is? It's fighting unworthiness. When people know they're worthy, you do not need to fight to go against the one who says you're worthy. You just bask in the worthiness that he gave, undeserved worthiness that he gave to set you free.